My message is called Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. Taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2, number 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. As I gave a little bit about Redeeming Truth Ministries earlier, God just anointed me to delve into His Word and seek the mysteries, the deeper things of God. And the God, as He works through each of us individually, He and you have the one-on-one connection, and your one-on-one united feeling and love with God, He will move you into His Word. You can't do without it. You can't go a day without praying. You can't go a day without seeking the Word. You want to hear it. You want to read it. You want to feel it. You want God's anointing upon your life as you pursue things in life, your job, your profession, your career. You want to always ask Him to be before you and with you and in it. And this is just how Redeeming Truth Ministries came about. And this particular message is dear to my heart because rightly dividing a word of truth is necessary. And in 2 Timothy, in a little historical fact, and this is what I simply preach and teach from a historical context, which is a historical context of the biblical word as written in the authorized King James Version. 2 Timothy. Timothy was actually anointed by Paul to carry on the ministry toward Paul's later life after prison, really toward the end of his life. Timothy, as he called him, his son. He wanted to reach out and make sure that God's message was carried forth, and he was particular. He was particular about those that he ordained and those that he ministered to carry that word forth. And Timothy was very, very close to his heart. He knew Timothy's grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice. And he knew the powerful ministry that they had came up under. And he said to Timothy simply, knowing them, those two, I know you have been touched by those same ministry and those same words and that same teaching. And so the Word of God says in chapter 2, verse 14, starting in verse 14, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they shall increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doeth a canker, of whom is Hymettus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Amen. May a blessing be added to the hearing and the reading of the Word of God. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Redeeming Truth Ministries, I've been blessed to simply be called at an early age, and as God worked with me, and as I ran away from it, I ran way to it and away from it, and being ordained and bringing messages and not bringing messages, and someone truly called by the Word of God, as you can read in the Scriptures, they usually are conflicted. Jeremiah, conflicted. Isaiah, conflicted. Moses, conflicted. Abraham, conflicted. Many of God's called ones, Paul, conflicted, you know, before they have to bow and bend to the work God has called him to do. And praise God, I've been called And I would like to simply say the redeeming truth is to bring back to anyone who would hear those things that have not been forthrightly considered and brought forth in messages in our churches, those things that have been avoided. The Song of Solomon. Never heard it preached in a church. Connecting, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And connecting, in the beginning, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Are those the same beginnings? When God created the earth, He said God brought the light out of the darkness. But clearly in Genesis, we know that that light, no one can say that that light, that initial light, was sunlight or moonlight. So you have to get into what light was that? Someone needs to say, what light was that? In Revelation 22, that light was revealed. So we go from the beginning of the Word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we go in the first book of the Bible. And then we go to the last book of the Bible. And we look in Revelation 22 and, oh my God, wait a minute. We talked about the garden in Revelation 22. We talk about the garden in Genesis. And it says that in verse 22 and 4, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And verse 5, this is the power. This is where this is rightly dividing the word of God. This is when you got to connect the synchronous mind of God. This is where you confirm. If anybody ever says, can you confirm, Elder Ken, that this was written by the word of God? And I can clearly say to them, can I confirm and am I sure, am I absolute that this is the written word of God? I'll give you a confirmation right here. Chapter 22, verse 5. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. See, that is the same light in Genesis chapter 1. Forgive me. I have my little tablet here, and I'm not a techie. I am not a techie. So it takes me a minute to pull these things up. I'm getting better. My skills are getting much better, but in the beginning, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and that the light was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day. And the evening and the morning was the first day. Clearly, everybody has heard that and read that and preached about it and everything else. But in rightly dividing the word, how many people tell you that that is not sunlight or moonlight or starlight? For none of those were not created until the fourth day of creation. And that same light. And God saw the light, and it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So was the darkness pre-existing? Yes. It was a pre-existing condition. He pulled the light out of the darkness, and God called the light, capital D-A-Y. And the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Revelation 22, which is the last book of Revelation. We are already in the kingdom. We are with our Father. We are in our spiritual bodies. And he confidently tells us, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. That, in fact, is the same light. That's the words that need to be preached and ministered. Those are the connecting words. That's the validation. The word of God is true and was given from the one mind of the supreme being, the infinite one, the eternal God, the creator of everything that ever was made, that is made, from the book of John, chapter 1. See, when the word came, manifested as God, he was pre-existent. That same word came existing in the physical realm as Yeshua, he Messiah. And I simply said in Hebrew, Jesus the Christ. Yeshua, God's anointed Savior. His name is Yeshua, Jesus. He is called the Christ, the anointed. See, you got to rightly divide the word. Jesus Christ, Christ is not his last name. It's his position. It's his, what he is. He's the anointed Savior of Jehovah, God himself. We will visit him in the book of Revelation as that light. We won't need any more moons, any more stars, any more candlelight, artificial light, in other words, for we will have the pure radiance shown from the love of our Father, shining forever and ever. I got to tell you, Brother Mel, that is a peaceful and a joyful sight when you read those words, that he shall be our ordained anointed light forever and ever. I want everybody, when you are rightly dividing the word, you have to dig into it to where the word pierces your sensibilities. In my natural sensibilities is not where I can understand. I can't understand when God says, in the beginning there was light, and my mind goes to when I look out this window and I see the sunlight. And then when it gets night, the piercing the street light, and I see the moonlight and the starlight. See, in my physicality, in my physical form, I can connect only to that which I can physically see. But when my God, my great God, the creator of this universe, tells me that he pulled light out of darkness, and he summarily lets me understand. Elder Ken, don't get that mixed up. Elder Ken, don't get it mixed up. I don't want you to mix anything up about that first day. That first day light is spiritual light. That first day light is God light. That first day light is Jesus light. Anointed the word prior to, residing in the eternal from the foundation of the cosmos. Before anything that we created was ever created, he is. See, when the word gets in you, it's nothing that can take it out of you. But you got to be in this word, and you got to rightly divide it. Because there's other chapters, we're not going in there now, that talks about false ministers, false Christ, preachers that dress up like ministers of Christ, but are in fact, and I'm paraphrasing, the tools of Satan. This all is right in here. And today, in our world today, we like to keep things connected to our physicality, but we have to know that God is magnificent. God is all in all. God is everything. Praise Him when you take a breath. Praise Him when you see a butterfly. Praise Him when you're walking down the street and you can observe His creation. Let Him know that He is worthy, He is all-powerful, and you are humbled by Him allowing you to share through your physical eyes and senses the anointing that He's put upon His creation. I thank you for this short word of 2 Timothy, rightly dividing the word of God, 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I ask that all of you continue to pray and lift each other up and stand fast on the anointed word of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.